Hi, this is Mary from Family Matters.
Hi, good morning. It's Marisol Sanquez.
Sorry?
This is Marisol Sanquez. You were trying to get hold of me yesterday. I'm Andre Sanquez's mom.
Okay, you're Andres?
Andre Sanquez's mom.
Okay. Oh, you're Marisol.
Yes, I'm a caregiver, yes.
Okay, hi. Nice to meet you. So I just wanted to call you guys to introduce myself. I will be the new coordinator for Andres and for you as well. So I just wanted to introduce myself, tell you my name is Mary, and also confirm some information that I have here, just to confirm that everything is up to date. Could you let me know if the address is still 690 State Street, apartment 8212?
Yes.
Okay, great. I also wanted to confirm that the schedule that you have right now, it's okay, you don't want to change it, everything is okay with that schedule?
Everything is okay with the schedule. I just had a question on the pay.
Sure.
According to my calculation, I got 30 hours, right?
30 hours, yes, you do.
And getting paid $14?
$14, yes.
So, I don't know if my calculation is right. Am I supposed to be getting paid like $4.50 or after taxes? Because I'm only getting paid three something, like $3.60. And I don't know if that's right.
Sure, let me check. Give me 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, so you're the $14 will be the gross pay, so your gross pay will be $420, and then the payment that you get for $358, that's after taxes.
Okay, so I don't get paid $420.
No.
So
to your account, you don't. Technically you do, but after the taxes, that's what you get paid, $358.
So $358. So last week I got paid $350. So this week I got paid $360. So does it change?
So last week you got $356, and then this week $358.
Right. Yeah. So does it bounce like that back and forth, or is it?
Let me confirm this. Maybe there was something that happened there. Okay, yeah. So for last week, payments that will be for the week from February 9th to February 14th. On Thursday 12th, you work 4 hours and 45 minutes. So that means 50 minutes less out of the 5 hours, therefore, a bit less money.
Did I work less hours?
Sorry?
You said that I worked less hours on Thursday?
Yeah, 15 minutes less. Like, that's what's registered here, 15 minutes less, so 4 hours and 45 minutes out of the 5.
And it could be because of the way I'm clocking in, right?
Yeah, it really does. Something that you might want to keep in what will be in mind to clock in is from 9 a.m. to 9:07. That's still going to be 9 o'clock. After 9 08 all the way until 9:22, that's going to be another 50 minutes. So if you clock at 9:08 or if you clock at 9:16, that's still going to count as 9:15. Okay? 9:15.
Uh-huh.
So if you clock in at 9:05, 9:08, something like that, I will recommend going all the way until 15 on the clock out, so that you have the full 8 hours. 5 hours. Okay.
So if I'm gonna clock in at 9:08, just wait till 9:15.
Yes, exactly. No. I mean, like, if you clock in at 9:08, clock out at 2:15, 2:16. But if you clock after 9:20, let's say, because you did clock in at 9:22 on Thursday, that's already going to be like it's 9:30, you know. So you clock out at 2:14, 2:13 actually. So the 9:20 is going to be count on the schedule as 9:30, and then the 2:13 is going to be, you know, with the 15 minutes. So it's like 30 minus 15 minutes, that's going to give the 15 minutes that you were missing. So, you know, whenever you, like, think that after 15, the quadrant of 15 minutes, like 9:15 to 15, whatever, after you can clock after 15 minutes, but it's going to be counted as 30 minutes. Okay, so if you clock at, let's say, 9:20, 9:22, 9:23, even if it's not 9:30, if it's still going to count as 9:30. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can send you, like, a small text message so you know which minutes. So you know that, I can send you a text message with that so that you make sure that you always have the 5 hours, no matter how late or how early you clock, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I know if I clock in at 9 o'clock on the dot and I clock out at 2 o'clock on the dot, that's good, right?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. And I had another question.
Sure.
When they took my prints or my fingerprints. I don't know if you have anything to do with that, but I had paid them $25 and they said they were going to reimburse me. And then when I asked
the TV test,
Then I asked the young lady, Valeria, I think her name is. She said that they had put that money to my pay. I don't see how, because I don't remember seeing that they put that in my pay. You know, they reimbursed me that $25.
Okay. You know, it's weird. I do see here on your pay stubs. Do you have access to your pay stubs, actually?
I don't even know. I don't even know how to go about that.
Okay, I'll send you the link. But I do see here that you were reimbursed. However, it's not... The reimbursement is there, but it's not on the total amount, so that's weird. But let
like
me
the whole
see.
25, so it wasn't the whole 25.
$24.95.
Yeah,
95 cents. So let's see if maybe it's an error here.
Okay. I was just wondering. That's all.
Right. -19. Okay, yeah, actually, yes, you were on the first, but I'm going to send you the pay stub for you to see it. So I see here that on the first week, you worked 10 hours. That was your first week. It was not the total of the hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you were paid 10 hours, which will be $140. And then there's the reimbursement for the... for the $24,
okay,
95 cents, which goes to $164.
Okay, yeah, that was my first pay, yeah. Mhm.
Okay, good. Yeah, then you have like the taxes. And okay, I'll send you the small text, so you have like the hours. I'll send you also the link for you to see your pay stubs.
Okay.
So that you have everything there. Also, could you let me know, has Andres been in the emergency room or admitted in the last few weeks that you've been with us?
No, he hasn't been into the hospital.
Okay, great. Okay, whenever that happens, if he goes to the ER, you take him to the ER, or if he's admitted, we do need to know, okay? If it's an emergency, you can clock in and clock out as usual. You will get paid for that. But if he is admitted, you will have to stop clocking because we get paid by the insurance. But if he's admitted, the insurance will prefer pay the hospital, and I invite you to prefer the insurance pay the hospital and not you, because then it will be a higher
but if that was to happen, I'll definitely call you and let you know that he's admitted by any, you know, if anything.
Perfect. Thank you.
In the future, if that was to happen, of course.
Right. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Let's hope it doesn't.
No, of course not. Let's pray it doesn't.
Okay, great. Well, Marisol, that was everything that I wanted to check with you. Do you have any other doubts, or are we okay now?
Yeah, we're okay. So that means that lady, the young lady, Stephanie, she was my coordinator first?
Stephanie?
Is she somebody else?
Or Valeria.
Oh, so Stephanie Burks or something like that. She's somebody else then, right?
Stephanie.
You probably don't know. You probably don't know her. Yeah. Okay, because it's just that I have all these different people in the beginning of the process. I have so many people calling and texting, and I just want to make sure I got who I need to have on my phone, you know?
Yeah, I know. So what happens is, well, at the beginning, you're in the onboarding process, so a lot of people are going to call you. Then you get, like, a temporary coordinator that's, like, teaching you through the hard process of clocking in and clocking out. And then after she confirms you're doing it properly, then she sends you to the permanent coordinator. In that case, that will be me.
Okay. All right. No problem. Yeah, everything is good. Thank you so much.
All right. Sure.
For the information. I appreciate it.
All right. Sure, Marisol. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye. You too. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you.